Hello and welcome back to the Daily Squeeze with May Limon. I am just a normal girl like you trying to share my life into a bunch of teachable experiences so you know maybe I can save you some trouble. So welcome back to another episode. On this episode, we are going to chat about the importance of knowing who you are and what you want. And I know this is going to sound a little deep, but just picture this coming from your best friend. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to tell you what's right and what's wrong. I'm just want to give you a little friendly pat in the back to remind you that you are a normal human. You have feelings, you have wants, and you have desires. And honestly, the everyday kind of push and pull can make it seem almost as if you don't. I know it's so super easy to get stuck in watching Netflix episode after YouTube, after scrolling through Instagram and watching everybody's beautiful life and their, you know, boobs. You know how everyone gets boob implants and then they wear the shirts with the super low cut and their boobs are just kind of standing up on their own and you're just like, boy, mine will never do that because I don't want any toxic bags up in there. But holy shit, you know, it's one of those things where you just lose sight of what's important and what you want and what you desire. And today I want you to kind of take charge and remember that you have feelings and you are human and you deserve to get what you want and to feel what you want. So I actually got inspired to do this because I watched Ariana Grande's Billboard Woman of the Year speech, and basically she was like, my career has been the best it's ever been, and my personal life is shit because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm pretty sure that might be a direct quote. And I honestly am not a fan of Ariana Grande, but I was after listening to this speech. She was very, very real and very, very raw. And honestly, like, you can have everything, millions and millions of dollars, and your personal life can still go to shit. So if it can happen to Ariana Grande, it's most likely happening to you. And I'm only saying this because, like, I care about you and I want you to get whatever you want because you simply deserve more. Like, I deserve more than my cat putting his butt on my pillow right now. But, you know, you can't win them all. I want you to start thinking about who you are, you know, like, who are you? I mean, if I were to think, like, to the bottom of my core, who am I? I am empathetic. I am emotional. I am a giver. I am a teacher. I am animated. I like to make, like, the words really big and talk with my hands. And I'm a really great auntie. I'm crazy auntie. I am a potential seeker. I love to see potential in other people and just tell them. And I can physically see what people can do almost before they do it. And it's really amazing. And yeah, I am all of these things. I am a giver. I love to give gifts. I love to see, like, people's reactions. And that's who I am. Okay. Oh, and I'm stubborn. How could I forget the one negative thing? I am, like, so stubborn. I come from, like, a family of Frenchmen. And let me tell you, it's a stubborn city. So that is who I am. I challenge you to write down some traits of who you are and what describes you to the core. If you had no, like, honestly, like, I mean, I do have no friends, but if you had no friends and you were trying to write down everything that you feel you are on the inside, what would it be? And those would be mine. Being an auntie is literally my favorite thing on the planet. It makes me feel so alive. I've literally never felt love like I have from my niece and nephews, like, ever. So anyway, that's just a little example. So I challenge you to write that down and just kind of dig deep and to be like, who the fuck am I? Okay. Because it is so, so easy to lose that. And I don't want you to. I want you to experience it, to use it to your advantage, and to start having experiences that really fulfill your needs and your desires and your wants. Now, the next thing I want to chat about is kind of, what do you want out of life? You know, like, what do you want? Like, what would make you fucking happy? Okay. I mean, literally every day we go through the steps of going to work, eating breakfast that we normally don't like, which is just so funny that everybody eats breakfast that they don't like. They just eat it because, like, they're supposed to. I don't know. Maybe you're the exceptional one and you're a chef. If so, can you shoot me some recipes? Cause I'd enjoy that. You go to work, you know, you do the thing, you come home, you're fucking miserable. You sit on your couch, you scroll through Instagram, you're still miserable. And it's just not a way to live. And I think that we just do it because it's like what we're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, there's so much more to life. Like, I want to get married. I want to get a dog. I'm so crazy. I literally already have the name, the collar, the poop bags, and the crate for the dog I do not have. But when she does come into our life, we will be so ready for her, and I am so excited. However, I have been tested recently by my cat, who, I don't know, he's a Bengal cat, so he's a little cray-cray. I don't know if you've ever known or heard of a Bengal cat, but essentially, they look like a cheetah. Right now, he's staring at me. But they can, like, open doors. They can turn on faucets. They can, like, one time he jumped in the dishwasher. Like, oh my, like, I can't even. He's crazy. So he's a little bit of a handful. I thought he'd simmer down because he just turned 6. His name is Ace. But he's not simmering down. He's extra cuckoo. But it's good that I get to work from home and I get to kind of play with him all day so that at the end of the night he actually sleeps. Because for a while we were dealing with a nocturnal cat. Oh, he just fell over. Oh my God. So anyway, you just need to know what you want out of life and how to get it. And I think once you kind of figure out what you want, now be in detail and be specific, because the only way that these things will come to fruition is if you are specific. You can't just, you know, be like, I want a nice house. I want a banging car. Okay, I want to be your friend here. And I want to tell you, what kind of car do you want? Do you just want your car now, but you want it paid off because you're leasing it? Or, you know, how do you want that to really go? So that is what I challenge you to do today, kind of figuring out who you are and what you want out of life. And just know that if you don't know, and if you have been getting kind of blindsided by all of life's distractions and, you know, perfectly placed boob implants, then just know, like, stop focusing on everyone else and start focusing on who you are and what you want. And that is when you're going to get the most success. And honestly, like, I could sit here and talk about this all day, but I just journaled for about 45 minutes, and I don't like journaling mainly because I have the attention span of a gnat. I have ADD, like, hard. So I actually just journaled for about 45 minutes, but I haven't in a while, and I really need to kind of touch back with what I want and what I want to become, because I had felt that I'd become complacent within my own life. And once you start to feel like you've become complacent, you almost feel like, what's the point? Like, what the fuck is the point, you know? And it, you don't want that. You want to always have a mission. And Matt said to me this morning, if you don't know, Matt is my boyfriend, significant other. He's not just my boyfriend. I hate the fucking word boyfriend. Can we just petition the word boyfriend, please? He said, you know what, Megan, I want to wake up every day knowing I have a purpose, knowing that I can wake up doing something I love. Because when you wake up and you have to do something you don't love, it's really hard. And I looked at him and I was like, you're right. Like, it is hard. And you deserve to be happy. He deserves to be happy. You deserve to be happy. I deserve to be happy. And you deserve to grow every single day and strive to become something better and to achieve more and to become happier and to really push the boundaries of what you can achieve. Like, not all social media gurus, right, are living the life. Like, they can have thousands of followers and they can also work at a laundromat, but just not show you, right? So I want you to challenge yourself, live your best life every day and stop being stopped by all of these things that you think you don't have. That's just my advice to you today. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. Like I said, I appreciate you more than you know. I just want to become your best friend. I want to kind of help you through some things that some people don't understand. I do understand. If you have anything you want me to talk about, just feel free to email me, connectwithmaylimon@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at May, MAYYLIMON, and shoot me a DM, and I'll be more than happy to chat with you there. But I hope you guys have a fabulous day. And please, I hope you do these exercises. I want you just kind of get to know yourself a little bit better and to kind of grow within your own personal space. So I hope you have a great day, and I love you. Mwah.